Recorded Books presents Cold-Blooded Myrtle, a Myrtle Hardcastle Mystery by Elizabeth C. Bunce, narrated by Bethan Rose Young. Chapter 1. The Metropolitan Holiday. As we approach the new century, our age-old traditions and celebrations join us in this modern world. H.M. Hardcastle, a modern Yuletide. In historical and scientific discourse on the Christmas holiday and its most venerable traditions, 1893. Don't blame me if you're disappointed. You've been warned. Miss Judson, my governess, dipped a gloved hand into her jacket pocket and withdrew her watch, frowning slightly. Your father was nearly inconsolable when he heard.
I just want to read it for myself, I said stoutly.
I'd been waiting for the December issue of The Strand magazine to come out, for I had yet to read the newest Sherlock Holmes story, The Adventure of the Final Problem. It had been released in America the prior month, which I thought patently unfair, since Holmes was, above all, an English sleuth. Moments later, a foggy-breathed Caroline Munjal joined us outside Leighton's Mercantile.
"Is it here yet?"
she asked, shaking snow from her black hair. We were not the only people awaiting the opening of the shop. A whole crowd had gathered this Saturday morning for the grand unveiling of Leighton's annual Christmas window display. Caroline had been alight with eager speculation for days now over what Mr. Leighton might have chosen to depict.
Maybe it will be the Redgrave's murder.
As if on cue, another figure flitted toward us, balancing a stack of magazines. Our neighbour, heiress Priscilla Woodhouse. The latest issue of Tales from the Red Graves, she announced. Capitalising on her home's recent history, she'd opened a small publishing enterprise named for the notorious residence. Hot off the press and ready to stock Mr. Leighton's newsstand.
Is there a Mabel Castleton story?
Caroline wanted to know. The new Penny Dreadful tales were gaining popularity, at least among a small crowd of devoted followers. Priscilla held out high hopes of their worldwide success. I had mixed feelings on the subject. Priscilla's eyes twinkled. You'll just have to wait and see. I see Dr. Doyle has a rival, Miss Judson observed.
We'll read them both.
Caroline was nothing if not loyal. I stood on tiptoe, trying to look past the assembled company. Would there be a miniature Redgrave's Manor, site of my own first triumph as an investigator? Don't get your hopes up, Miss Judson advised. It has been a busy year for the village. Indeed it has. Here came Mrs. Munjal, arms laden with parcels. She wore a sprig of holly pinned to her collar, and the mingled scents of pine and peppermint came with her. There was the flower show, Lancelot and Elaine's signets, referring to the ill-tempered swans at the park, and of course we have a mare now.
Don't remind us, Caroline grumbled, but it was too late.
The crowd parted, somewhat reluctantly, and a grandly dressed pair of females paraded through like peahens, nearly identical in matching velvet and fur and towering beribboned hats. Good morning, Mrs. Spence Hastings, LaRue. Miss Judson's voice was as frosty as the morning as she greeted our former neighbours.
You may address me as Mrs. Mayoress, LaRue's mother said, inaccurately, not that anyone bothered to correct her. And me as Miss Spence Hastings, put in LaRue,
her mother's perfect miniature, down to the arrogant angle of their heads as they gazed down their noses at the common folk. I managed to avoid rolling my eyes, but Caroline was not as successful. LaRue had been putting on airs even more than usual since her father's appointment to the new office of mayor. It was all part of Swinburne's ongoing modernisation, efforts to secure its status as one of the most progressive villages in England.
It's sure to be the Mansion House, LaRue declared. We've entirely refurbished it, you know. Father's found the biggest tree in the county for the mayor's Christmas ball.
I ignored the Spence Hastingses and turned my attention to the rest of the crowd. Despite the cold, throngs had turned out for the big reveal. A Salvation Army band played an enthusiastic medley of
We Three Kings, and God Rest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?